It took me a while to tell the story. Ralph's eyelids were drooping when I started. I mean, I think that was just his normal condition. His whole face drooped. Eyes, ears, jowls, everything. He was just a droopy kind of dog. Well, by the time I finished my story, he was asleep. Kind of hacked me off, him falling asleep. I got up and sneaked over to the fence, put my mouth right down by his ear and yelled, "Hey!" His whole body rose off the ground an inch or two, and he opened his eyes.
Soap!
Well, soap to you too. You shouldn't go around asking questions if you can't stay awake for the answers. Even a dog on death row deserves a little courtesy. He blinked his eyes.
Soap's the answer.
Yeah, but what's the question? It doesn't help to know the answer if you don't. What are you talking about? He pushed himself up and walked over to the water pan near the front of his cell. It was dark by this time, and I could hear his claws clicking on the cement floor. He lapped up some water and came clicking back and sat down.
My mouth gets dry when I talk too much.
He ran his tongue over his chops and wiped off some of the excess water.
Seems to me you was the victim of a hoax.
Not likely, friend. I've been in security work for a long time. I can smell a hoax half a mile away.
But it was soap.
You said that before. It didn't make any sense then, and it don't make any sense now.
Well, if you'll shut up for a minute, maybe I can explain.
I glared at him. You're telling me to shut up, is that it?
That's what I was driving at.
I sat down. I can handle that. Tell me about soap.
Well, one time they was washing out the dog pens. They don't do it very often, but this time they did. They had some little white bars that had ivory written on them.
All right, them was ivory dog bars. The question here is, why would they use ivory dog bars for cleaning the pens? Ralph stuck his nose against the chain link fence.
Because it was soap, you dope.
Huh?